what you gonna call him?
Well, I think I'll call him Bambi.
Bambi. Yep, I guess I'll do all right.
The movie Bambi has captivated audiences around the world for decades, and Tyrus Wong's contribution is one of the reasons why. The Chinese-American artist, inspired by landscape painting of the Song Dynasty, created the look of the film. But that accomplishment would have been hard to imagine in 1919, when Wong arrived in the United States as a young boy with his father from a poor village in China. Anti-Chinese laws at that time made it extremely difficult for Chinese to enter the country, but the Wongs eventually settled in Los Angeles. His father encouraged him to practice calligraphy. Since they couldn't afford ink or drawing paper, he'd dip his brush in water and draw characters on old newspapers.
I used to draw every day. My father made me draw, you know, every night before I had to do that. And they come over and holding a brush like that, you know, you almost fall asleep, you know, they're holding it like that.
Eventually, Wong attended art school, where he studied art during the day and worked there as a janitor at night.
I love to paint. Anything else, I'm no good at all.
But making a living as a fine artist wasn't easy. So Wong got a job at the Walt Disney Studio in 1938, drawing the frames in between the animators' key drawings. When he heard Disney was making a film based on the novel Bambi, he drew sketches of deer in a forest and showed them to his supervisor. Those images caught Walt Disney's eye, and Wong's artwork ended up inspiring the visual look of the film. But Wong was fired before Bambi was completed in 1942 after a labor strike, and his contributions to the film were never fully recognized. Instead, he was credited as one of the background artists. Wong went on to work at other studios and also created fine art, top-selling Christmas cards, and paintings to decorate dinnerware. Filmmaker Pamela Tom captures his life story in a new documentary called Tyrus and hopes it will inspire others who want to pursue their dreams.
I think people just have to realize and remember how unusual it really was at that time for an Asian to be working in Hollywood and what he was up against, you know, the prejudice and the discrimination. For him to overcome that and endure and to have a sustained career for over 30 years in the film industry at that time is just remarkable.
Tyrus Wong's contributions to American art and culture were belatedly recognized in 2001, when he was named a Disney legend. And in 2013, the Walt Disney Family Museum mounted a retrospective of his art.
When you look at these paintings, you can almost feel the morning dew on the forest, or you can almost smell the fresh air and the moss and the feel of the forest. And that's the beauty of what Tyrus's work. He tells a story, and you get an emotion from the art.
Exhibition curator Michael LaBrie says Tyrus's innovative work transformed the art of animation.
You know, because they had been struggling with Bambi after doing Snow White, and everything was very detailed, and the animals were getting lost in the forest. So the idea that he was able to create the depth and feel of these massive forests and meadows with a few lines, I think that was revolutionary in the animation field. Not only did you fall in love with the animals, you fell in love with the forest.
And many artists fell in love with his work, including Oscar-winning filmmaker Ralph Eggleston, a production designer at Pixar Animation Studios.
He's the very definition of someone who really understood the term inspirational art. It was artwork that was meant to inspire an entire crew of people. Animation is filmmaking is a very collaborative effort. His impact to the artists at the time the film was made was also as strong as what it's become in the minds of all of us since.
After retiring in 1968, Tyrus Wong continued to share his art with the world by creating whimsical kites, flying butterflies, flocks of birds, and 30-meter-long centipedes. As they soared over Santa Monica Beach, it seemed as if he was still painting, but this time his canvas was the sky. For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.